Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. The Massachusetts Senate is dealing with two scandals within 2 weeks. Former Milton State Senator Brian Joyce is now facing a federal indictment with more than 100 counts for allegedly using his office to collect up to $1 million in bribes and kickbacks through schemes dating back to 2010. He has pleaded not guilty. Earlier last week, Senate President Stan Rosenberg was forced to step aside after the Boston Globe reported that his husband had sexually assaulted men with connections to the State House and that his husband may have interfered with Senate business. Lauren Dezensky is a reporter for Politico Massachusetts, and she joins us via Skype to talk about the situation. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, let's get into this. These two cases are recent, but 7 years ago, former State Senator Diane Wilkerson pleaded guilty to 8 counts of attempted extortion. It seems this is really not a good look for the state Senate.
No, and, you know, this isn't the first time that the Massachusetts State Senate has had scandal or issues. But what makes this all difficult now is that with the issues around Brian Hefner, the partner of current Senate President Stan Rosenberg, there's leadership concerns. So acting Senate President Harriet Chandler, who is taking over the helm of the Senate until the investigation into whether or not Stan Rosenberg broke any rules of the Senate, it's not clear how long she's going to be in that position. You know, members very much have full faith in her. You know, she has said that she's going to continue the course of the Senate, but it's not necessarily clear what's going to happen after that. And I think questions around that and kind of a bubbling leadership fight behind the scenes, you know, those are things that can complicate an already difficult and very busy time in the state Senate.
Right. Well, I mean, there are definitely some questions as to how the Senate is policing itself and to what degree the Ethics Committee might or might not be a problem. I mean, Brian Joyce didn't seek re-election last year after the FBI and IRS agents raided his law office. And there were published reports that he had appeared to use his position in the Senate to benefit himself and his family.
Yeah, I mean, there were certainly things that the Senate could have done more proactively. And I have to wonder if some of those experiences have prompted the Senate to investigate the allegations against Stan Rosenberg a little bit more aggressively. The difficult thing about an ethics investigation is that there's no criminal component there. All a Senate ethics investigation can really do is look into whether or not one of its members broke a rule of the Senate. Now, with the Brian Joyce situation, you know, some of these published reports and, you know, using his office like a criminal enterprise, as the feds are saying now, those are pretty strong. And perhaps the Senate would have had a case there. And in the Rosenberg investigation, you know, trying to figure out how and if he broke rules of the Senate is really the goal here now that they have immediately.
But, I mean, all worlds collide, in a sense, in that Joyce had served as assistant majority leader under Rosenberg. And so where do you think that might affect the future of Rosenberg, almost no matter what the investigation into his husband finds?
That perhaps is another indication of concerns around Rosenberg's leadership and around his judgment. You know, he didn't force this member out of the body when, you know, there were criminal accusations going on and there were reports, you know, in the Boston Globe and other news outlets. So, yeah, perhaps it will kind of play a role in subsequent decisions of whether or not, you know, senators are comfortable with him returning.
You know, political scandals on Beacon Hill are obviously nothing new. Before House Speaker Robert DeLeo, the last three men who held that position were all convicted of felonies. What is the story there? And is it something in the water?
I think there's a lot of outside people who may question that. Politicians are not immune to scandal. The Massachusetts legislature is not immune to scandal. we see it in, you know, other state houses and things like that. That certainly doesn't excuse it, but it's certainly a reason to have, you know, increased scrutiny for what goes on, you know, in this legislative body. There's a lot of money that is dealt with in that building, both in fundraising and in terms of spending and the actual budget itself. And, you know, it's cause for scrutiny and it's cause for looking deeper at, you know, what exactly is happening.
Well, Lauren, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Lauren Dozinski of Politico, Massachusetts. This is WBUR.